tired already. Okay, let's go for it. Tea and coffee will be served following our worship in the community hall. 12 o'clock, we'll meet on the triangle for our open-air service. Now, there's no Zoom prayer meeting tonight at 5:30, but instead at 5 o'clock, the Lent course will commence, and tonight it's the whole of the film, and the film is based on The Theory of Everything. And so that's 5 o'clock tonight, and then it will continue for the next 5 weeks with discussion group on the film and what it means to us. Tomorrow evening, there's a pastoral care group. We'll meet at the quarters at 7:30. On Tuesday, there is, between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock, a pancake party fundraiser. And that's for Compass, and there'll be savouries and sweet options available. If you are going to come on Tuesday, it would be helpful if you tell Jackie or Angela that you'll be attending, so they've got a fair idea of how many pancakes to make. If you're not able to attend, you can still join in by giving a donation to the same ladies before you leave this morning. Wednesday, 1:30, Friends Together commences. Next week sees the start of the Lent course, and tonight at 5 o'clock the film will be shown, as I say. But every other Sunday for the next 5, there's discussion. On the 3rd of March at 2 p.m. in this hall will be the funeral service of John Cates. Because of this, there will be no Bible study on Thursday. No Bible study. On Friday, you couldn't have noticed the advert as you came in. It's the Women's World Day of Prayer, and it's here, and it commences at 2 o'clock, and the speaker is our own Major Katrina. Altar service envelopes are going quite quickly at the back. If you haven't received yours, have a look on the table as you go out. Your name should be on it. And it's next Sunday morning is the altar service, so you need to bring back your envelope, not empty, of course, and bring it back next Sunday morning. On the 19th of March, now, there are important dates in your life, like Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas Day, and even your funeral is a special day for you, isn't it? But the very special day on the 19th of March, if you look around you and you see the state of our church, because we have no full-time cleaner, we've decided that as many people as possible will meet on Saturday the 19th at 9:30 onwards. Hopefully, I'm trying to get some bacon butties arranged for you at 9:30 to get your strength up before at 10 o'clock when we start a big spring clean throughout the church. Now, as you go out, there is a list on the notice board, and you just need to put your name down that you'll be coming. So I'm sure there'll be so many, just form an orderly queue so you don't block the aisle as you go out. But I'm sure you will support, because it's something we need to do. And then on the 26th of March, there will be a celebration of the life of Ray Todd here in this hall, and that's with the fellowship band. And finally, about that, Carolyn, David and family, thank you for your cards, your messages and flowers on the promotion to glory of her brother Ray. Your prayers, love and support are appreciated by all the family. Thank you very much for listening.
Amen. Thank you. We want to say thank you to John for the announcements. My wife just leaned forward and said he missed out wedding anniversaries on special announcements. And, man after my own heart. God bless you. Yeah. It is good to welcome you to worship this morning. Psalm 100 says this: shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness, and come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pastures. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And on a day like today, when we are aware of what is happening in other parts of Europe, we will think of the people, Christians in Russia. Let's just pray that God's Spirit will move upon those who are in authority, both in the Kremlin and around the world, to bring peace once more to our world. We're going to sing together 384 in the songbook, if you're using the songbook. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, all you his people. Let me invite you to stand as we sing this chorus through a few times. Thank you. We read, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth," would be sung by the people of God as they made their way to the temple. They would be approaching the place where they believed the presence of God was. And as they saw Jerusalem ahead of them, as they turned the hill and they saw the road leading down and the gates before him, they would be singing the praises of God. You know, we have to be intentional about coming into the presence of God. We can't just rush in. You know, he's not your partner or your kids or your neighbour. This is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We'd never rush into the presence of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. We're probably going to get a nice frock. Thank you. Or a nice morning suit. But you know, we'd make an effort. So I hope, friends, we make an effort as we enter the presence of God week by week. We're going to sing another song together. It's 56 in the song book. "Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, brothers and sisters, draw near. Praise him in glad adoration." Let's sing together, shall we? The first three verses. Thank you. Gentlemen, I would invite you, please, to read with me verse 4, and then ladies to read verse 5 before we sing them. Praise to the Lord, who when darkness of sin is abounding, who when the godless do triumph, all virtue confounding, sheddeth his light, chaseth the horrors of night, sinners with mercy surrounding. And ladies, the last verse, please.
Praise to the Lord. Oh, let all that is in me adore him. All that have life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly for A, we adore him.
Amen. Let's sing verse 4 and 5. Thank you.
Praise to the
invite you, please, to be seated. As you came into worship, hopefully you've been given a sheet that will help us as we share prayer together this morning. I'm going to sing two lovely choruses together to help us prepare for prayer. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. It's just intentionally and deliberately quieten our hearts and our minds down before the Lord this morning. I want you to hear his voice. The Word of God says he calls his sheep by name, and they hear him and they follow him. The words of David Lennox or Katrina or anyone else here this evening or not this morning are not as important as you and I tuning everything else out and sitting this morning in the presence of God. Let's sing together, please, the first chorus.
Thank you.
the chorus, I'd like us to sing simply says, Lord, I come before your throne of grace. I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. Let's sing it together. Let's sense the presence of God. His ear is attuned. He's eager to hear our words, our praises, and our prayers this morning. So let's sing together, please. Thank you. Our God is faithful. The sheep before you, the front page, I just want you to picture the arms of God surrounding the peoples of this world. He is familiar with all our ways. He knows our joys and our frustrations, our fears and our hopes. On the inside, there you'll discover something of where the Salvation Army is working in the Ukraine. The Salvation Army, too, is working in Russia. And so we need to be praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have been affected by the events of recent days. Been a little report on the Salvation Army web page. Bring us up to date as to what the Salvation Army in the east of Europe is doing. Just want Katrina just to mention one or two places just now.
The Salvation Army International Emergency Service is sharing reports of relief work. In the Ukraine, in various locations, the Salvation Army is responding to the needs of internally displaced persons by providing urgently needed food and hygiene items. In Romania, the Salvation Army has formed an emergency team and a car filled with essential items on the way to the border to offer support to refugees. In Moldova, assistance is being to refugees from Ukraine, including accommodation, hot meals and drinks, access to Wi-Fi and other necessary items. In Poland, the Salvation Army is currently preparing relief parcels for Ukrainian refugees coming into the country. In Russia, there is so far more than 60,000 displaced people in the southern part of Russia. The Salvation Army is responding to their needs by providing food, hygiene, and other relief items. In Slovakia, an emergency response team consisting of representatives from Slovakia and the Czech Republic is preparing to provide accommodation, material needs, and emotional support near the Ukraine border. And in the Czech Republic, already home to some 200,000 Ukrainians, the Czech Republic anticipates many refugees will seek support there. The Salvation Army has available capacity in the existing social services in Czech Republic and stands ready to support.
There are other agencies, we think of the Red Cross, who will be engaged in these days. So let's pray for the world in which we live. This is just the latest area where there is conflict. Many other areas have conflict. We have brothers and sisters here and on our doorstep who need our prayers. I ask you please to pray for Val Lewis, the lady who kindly looks after our garden around the hall here, who has been in hospital. I want to ask you please to remember Doug and Glenys, ask you in your prayers. John Rutherford, ask you please too to remember Peter Howlett, who's having difficulties with his eyes during these days. Please remember Maureen, David and Robert and the family as we come together for John's funeral on Thursday. We remember Carolyn and her family as they prepare for Ray's funeral and celebration of life. The Lord delights to hear us speak to him and to share with him that which is upon our hearts. So I just want to leave the meeting open for a few moments of silent prayer. Then I would ask if there are one or two people who would pray on our behalf this morning. Thank you. Let's share together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We're going to listen to the message that the band's going to bring to us. I wonder if I could ask songs leader just to explain a bit about the piece of music that the band is going to play. Thank you.
I hope you enjoy the music this morning. We're going to change the style, the atmosphere perhaps at the moment now, as we play a piece of music called Mano della Mano. It's a piece of a Latin American music, but the words here in this are translated as, I'll take the hand of Jesus and go with him where he leads.
Thank you. special round of applause to Andy. It does show you that men can multitask. But it's good to be able to praise the Lord. And although, yes, we know that there are many who are suffering and we wouldn't want to be in their place today, but we know that we can, we know that God is there with them and he's here with us. Well, we're going to sing a chorus now. Last week, there were so many children here for Sunday school. This week, we have Emily. But she's important. And so we're going to sing this song. It's a chorus, say, stand up and shout if you love my Jesus. Stand up and shout if you love my Lord. I want to know, oh, I want to know if you love my Lord. And then the second verse goes on to sit down and whisper. Sit down and whisper. And as I said, the children in Sunday school have been looking at the story of Elijah. And this week, they're actually looking at the fact that God is not in the earthquake, in the wind, and in the fire, but sometimes he's in that very still, small voice. So if you want to stand when it says stand up and shout, if you want to sit down when you want to whisper, it's entirely up to you. It could be your exercise this morning. Okay, but we'll sing the chorus through, please. Well done. But it's lovely to know that whatever circumstances we are in, that the Lord is there with us. This coming week, John has already mentioned that on Tuesday evening, it's a pancake party. Because as we start on Wednesday, it will be starting the period of Lent, as we start our journey towards Easter. And each of our children in the Sunday School and the Explorers are going to be given their own countdown calendar to Easter. In this, there is a little storybook that they can read, it's part of the Easter story every day, and then they place a sticker on the inside, and it takes them right through to Easter. It prepares them for what Easter is all about. We have this marvellous countdown at Christmas when we have Advent calendars and chocolates and we count down to the birth. But this is actually, the children are going to be counting down to Easter. And so over these next few weeks, if you want to ask the children what they've learnt maybe this week as they have gone through their calendar, then please do. And I also have some spare. So if there's anybody in the congregation has any children, either in a neighbour or any children in their family that they think this would be appropriate for, then please come and see me afterwards. Now, there's only one here today because it's Emily, but I think that is because there's so many birthdays going on at the moment. I think we missed last week Ava. It was her birthday last Sunday. Wednesday? Oh, I had the... So, Ava's birthday. And then this coming week, it's Isla's birthday and it's Matthew's birthday. So, they're all not here. Pardon? Then yours the week after. Okay, so I'll tell you what. But I think next week, when we come next week, I think we can sing happy birthday to all three of the youngsters, if they're here in the meeting. But certainly, we will think of them. Well, Emily, you're going to go out with Joe today. Is that all right? Yeah? Now, last week, my husband went out, and I hope you realise that all the ladies of the Sunday school teachers went out as well. He wasn't on his own. Wasn't on his own.
If you want to just come and stand with me, Emily, are you going to go out as well, Oliver?
Yeah.
He's going to hold a hand. Just come and stand here, and we'll just... Oh, what have you got on your hand?
Look, look at the shoes.
Light. And what's the shit? Oh, pink. Oh, oh my goodness. Very flash. Do yours flash? Okay, we'll just share a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for Emily and for Oliver, and we thank you for them. We pray for the other children that are not here today, that we realise, Lord, that they are getting ready to celebrate birthday parties, and I pray that you will just be with them. We pray especially for Oliver and Emily as they go out now in jail, but also as they continue and go back to school tomorrow. We pray, Lord, that they will have a good time reuniting with all their friends. So we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I think Joe's already out there waiting for you. Is that all right? Wonderful.
Okay. Now, as we sit, we prepare, as I say, John's already mentioned, that next week is our altar service for missionary appeal, recognising that all the money that we raise next week will go to support the Salvation Army overseas, supporting people who are living out the gospel in some very, very difficult situations. But we're now going to listen to the next video that has been prepared for us to help us to think more about where our money will be going. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the fourth of our films for this year's Self-Denial Appeal. This year's Self-Denial Appeal, we're looking at how the Salvation Army around the world is caring for creation and responding to climate change. And today I'll be talking to Major Lorraine Medina in Costa Rica. These days, Costa Rica is known as a global leader in sustainability. It produces nearly 93% of its electricity from renewable resources, and nearly a third of the country's landmass is protected by conservation areas. But it's also vulnerable to extreme climate events and sea level rise. The country of Costa Rica is a division of the Salvation Army's Latin American North Territory, and Major Lorraine Medina is the divisional commander here. Thank you so much for joining us today, Major Medina. Tell me a little bit about some of the projects that you work on. What's your day-to-day work involve?
Thank you so much for the invitation. My day-to-day work in Costa Rica is I have to oversee 13 corps that we have in this division. We have different programs. We have services for homeless. We serve over 200 meals a day from Monday to Friday. We always exploring to have more services. I'm a social worker by nature, so for me, service come like a given. So we're always trying to look for resources within the government, with donations to give services to others.
It's a diverse range of work, a hugely important work as well. One of the things that we're focusing on for in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory is about care for creation. What are you seeing in Costa Rica in terms of climate change? How is it impacting that country?
Well, the sad thing is, with COVID, having a hurricane, having a flooding, the situation get worse because you want to have the social distance. You don't want to have exposing people. So that's a challenge that we've been having here. We have two floatings with a hurricane, and to hand out cleaning supplies for them and to hand out the meals, either prepared or baskets of food, that was a challenge.
Have the hurricanes been more frequent, would you say?
Yes, I would say yes. But again, we are in the Salvation Army. We have to make it happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We have to make it happen. We have to lead the way. And I think in Costa Rica, we've been very good in and trying to serve others. We are saved to serve, so we've been trying to do that even through COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw one of the things that's really fascinating about your division is you're working on a hurricane mitigation project. Can you tell me anything about that?
We go out after the hurricane and after the flooding. I come from an island, so hurricanes for us is our daily bread every year. So I know what is after. You don't have power. You don't have water. So those are things that we have to help the people to go through those days when you don't have water and you don't have power with the food, with the supplies and everything. So that's part of what we do.
With that in mind, what can we be praying for you as a division?
You can be praying for give the strength and for the officers and the soldiers that we have and the volunteers. I think we have to pray for resources, the sensitivity of the government to see what we are doing, not only the Salvation Army, other organizations, what we are doing, and they become sensitive and they become partnership in helping. Because it's a difficult time, you can get discouraged. We're not used to see people over a computer. We are Hispanic, we like the touching, we like the gathering, we like all that. So for us, it's been that part, as a body of Christ, it's been very difficult. That part. I think to the whole world, that's been very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, trust me, when all this is over, I'm coming to Costa Rica to see all this firsthand and give you a big hug, Major Medina.
Anytime. You're welcome to come to Costa Rica anytime.
Because it's a fantastic work that you're doing. And please do be assured, Major Medina, of our prayers for you and your division and all the incredible work that you're doing. Thank you for your time today. We really do pray God's richest blessing upon you.
You're welcome. Blessings to you and blessings to all your team. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. In next week's film, I'll be talking to Victor Mundell in Bangladesh.
Something to think about and to pray about. Let's not rush into what we give. Let's give it some thought. Next week, let's ask God to bless our gift, that it might go to the right place and lives might be transformed. We're going to listen again and be blessed by the songsters as they sing for us, "He Sought Me." He sought and found me. Have you ever been lost? Maybe you feel lost this morning. Does anybody care enough to come seeking? You're supposed to be thinking about God is good. And it's easy to think God is good when we taste that God is good. It's like a glass of cold lemonade on a nice summer's day when the sun is shining and our hearts are happy and our eyes are wide open to his glorious presence. We know his plan for our lives and the beauty of his creation around us makes us feel content. But is God good? For the people of the Ukraine, many who have had to flee their homes, how do we say God is good? He's all powerful. At the click of his finger, he could correct each and every one of us and wipe us from the face of the earth. But yet he's patient. A lot of scripture that reminds us that God is good. Psalm 86 and verse 5 says, "For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations." And then we're invited in Psalm 34 to taste and to see that the Lord is good. And blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Psalm 100, in the last verse that we read this morning, simply said, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. While man is alive and there is day and there is night, God will show his goodness." What does goodness mean? There was a young man came running to Jesus and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus says to him, "Why do you call me good? There is none good but God." What is good? How do we judge good? I think our band and our songsters are good. I don't know how they feel about their playing and singing. We're very good at comparing ourselves to other people. You see, I could be better than Jim, but not as good as Martin. But the truth is our judgment of good is crooked. We are more than happy to overlook the mistakes and the areas of life where we fall short of the glory of God. But we are much harder on someone else who falls short. Not just of the standards of God, but of our standards. But God is good. So good that I remember the parable that Jesus taught. There's a series of three parables where there is somebody who has lost a coin. Part of her wedding dowry. Each coin sewn to her headband, and she notices that through neglect, one has become detached and she has to clean the whole house until she finds it, and then she calls her friends and neighbours to celebrate because she's found the coin. The whole point of the story leads up to what we call the prodigal son, a lost son. And I suggest to you that actually if you go home and reread the prodigal son, there are two lost sons in the father's house. Not all prodigals walk away from the Father's house. Some of them stay and work for the Father, but their heart is not after the Father's heart. Can you imagine having your youngest say to you, "Father, I wish you were dead because I want my inheritance now"? I'm letting you know now, if any of my three kids came and told me that, they wouldn't get their share. Not that there's much there to share anyway. They'd get a clip around the back of the head and told to go away. But yes, the Father, he divides and gives his younger son his share of the inheritance. And then the son, a few days later, packs up and goes as far away as he can from the Father's house, and he squanders all that his dad and his mum had worked for over the years, it says, on wild living, women and wine. And that wad of money soon goes. There becomes a famine. Difficulties hit. So he, as a good Jew, can't find a job. But he wasn't a good Jew, was he? He wasn't honouring his father or mother. He has to go and hire himself out to a landlord of the place where he was a foreigner. And he was so hungry that he could eat what the pigs were being fed. You see, that's how far sin takes us from God. A Jew looking after bacon. Let me tell you, as a young lad, as a prank, and it's not, I'm not a proud of this. We had a Jewish quarter of our town, and we thought it was funny to go and throw some pork sausages into the synagogue and run away. You know, we do stupid things. And no matter how old we get, we're still prone to do stupid things. The younger son gets to the point where he thinks to himself, he reasons with himself, and he realizes that his father's servants have more to eat than he has. And so he has to humble himself and decides that he's going to go home and say to his father, "Father, I've sinned against you and against heaven. I'm not worthy to be called your son." None of us are worthy to bear the name Christian. We've fallen short of the glory of God. We're not good enough. But God's not going to dispense with us. So this prodigal son gathers together what belongings he's got, and now he's having to make the journey home. Make the journey home. Not as a success, but as a failure. Is Dad going to accept me back? I know I can't be a son, but I can ask him to make me a servant. And the story tells us that while the son is a long way off, the father sees the son in the distance and he recognizes that is his son, disheveled, down on his luck. Now I want you to picture, the Bible doesn't tell us, but you see, I picture the father as maybe as a man of my sort of age, around about 60, with his cloak. You see, you have to understand the culture. This son has brought disgrace upon this family. And if the people in the village get to the son first, he's going to be chased off. Don't come back here. You've brought disgrace on your father and mother. You've no right to be around here. But the father, who loves his son who is lost, picks up his robe. No? And he begins to run. Now let me tell you, at the age of 16 nearly, it's a long time since I ran. I think the last time I ran, I was 15, finishing school, and it was cross country, so it wasn't proper running. You would run down the field and down the dip, and once you were out of sight of the teachers, then you started to walk. And maybe you would nip into the trees and have a quick fag. You'd sit and you'd crack a few jokes, and when you thought it was time to go back, you'd run around to the top of the field. Oh, sir, that was really tough this week. Hence the shape. But here's the father running down the road. The son has rehearsed his repentance story. Father, I've sinned against heaven and against earth. I've sinned against you. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me a hired servant. The father's not listening. The son is coming home. The repentance is important. Please, let me tell you, repentance is important. And the church runs the risk of teaching that God is love and will accept us all. But scripture shows us that Jesus calls us to repent of our sins. Because without repentance, there can be no forgiveness. We need to recognize who we are, what we have done before God. But while the son is sharing with his father what he needs to say, the father is already calling for the finder's robe to be brought. Shoes for the feet and a ring on the finger. He's calling for the fatted calf to be killed because there's going to be a celebration. Because the son that was lost is home. That's what Christian faith's all about. Bringing the lost back to the Father. Now, the story goes on that the eldest brother, when he comes home from a hard day's work, sees that there's a celebration. He kicks off big time. This son of yours has come back and you've killed the fatted calf. You've not even given me a kid to have a party with my friends, he says to the father. But the father goes out to the eldest son too. God is good because he will come to where you are. He's also good because he will not force you to do anything that you are not ready or willing to do. The rich young ruler came to Jesus and said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus told him, "Go and sell everything and come and follow me." And the young man's heart, even though he said he'd followed all the commandments that Jesus mentioned, he was not prepared to sell and to come and follow Jesus. And the word of God says, and Jesus loved him. The love of God doesn't stop. But the love of God will allow people to walk away. God does not twist our arms. You belong to his family because you have chosen at some point to give your life to him, to become part of his adopted family. God is good, even when we don't see it. God is faithful and will work out all things, because his desire is to have you sat at the table when we get to heaven, clothed in his righteousness. You see, the son who came back and he called for the finest robes. When you go to a wedding feast in ancient Israel, you were invited to a wedding. You didn't have to go and buy your wife's outfit, guys. The host would do that. Oh, I think that's a brilliant way of doing it. Or better still, give your daughter money and tell her to go and elope. God is good. He wants you to be dressed in his righteousness. Now, I have chosen a song for us to sing. But on the back of your sheet, and I do apologise, John, can you just check the number? I think it's 1011. I'd like us to change the song of reflection to the song that's on the back of the sheet that you've got. John Gowans and Larson wrote some beautiful music and words, and these words of the general simply say, they shall come from the east, they shall come from the west, and sit down in the kingdom of God. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, where your friends or the people you meet are coming from. Our task is to invite them to come all the way and to receive God's love and forgiveness. So let me invite you, please, to sing this beautiful song. If it would be helpful to come and to use this place of prayer this morning, we simply invite you to come. If you bring something in your hand, then friends, we will not disturb you. We believe you will be doing business with God yourself, and you want your privacy and space. If you come with nothing, then someone will come and ask you if you want prayer. If you're far from God this morning, I'd invite you to come, because God wants you to be part of his kingdom. Not just in heaven, but here on earth today. Don't put it off. Don't delay. Today is the acceptable day that the Lord has given us. Let's sing together, please. Thank you.
One of the most poignant pictures I saw on television this week was a group of Ukrainian Christians in the middle of the street, praying, kneeling down and praying, praying for peace. They shall come from the east, they shall come from the west, and sit down in the kingdom of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are good, that you love all people. This week, so many of us can't understand what's going on. We just see the pictures on our TV screen of people hurting, of people fleeing, of people being displaced. And we just ask, Lord, that you come into our world. There are some evil people in our world, but you are good. And Heavenly Father, we sometimes feel as though we can't do very much in these days. But just like those Ukrainian Christians, they knelt down and prayed to you. So too, Lord, our prayers can go up for brothers and sisters of whom we don't know, but we can pray for them. We thank you, Lord, for the parable of the prodigal. We recognize, Lord, that you are looking out and you want people to be found. I love the Songster piece, "He sought me," but then it goes on to say, "and found me." I'm glad, Lord, that you sought me, that you found me. But Lord, help me not to be like the son who stayed and become bitter because I stayed and I worked. But Lord, you want to invite everybody to come in. So Lord, help us each one to be there, to comfort those who need comfort, to stay with those who need, and to pray with those who need peace in these days. We thank you, Lord, that you are good. Amen. Our closing song this morning is song 389. This reminds us, it says, "Rejoice, rejoice." Yes, we do rejoice. Why? Because Christ is in you. And as we go from this place, we go knowing that we have Christ within. And whatever we have to face this coming week, that he is going to be with us, alongside us all the way. Rejoice, rejoice, Christ is in you. The hope of glory in your hearts. He lives. He lives, his breath is in you. Arise, arise, a mighty army, we arise. Shall we stand, and we'll be Arise and not Aries. Thank you very much. Thank you.
May you go this morning in the love and the grace of God our Father. May you be aware of his Spirit and the saving power of Jesus, both today and in the coming days. Amen. Good morning and God bless you.